Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician. This week's episode is brought to you by Bare Beauty Wax Supply.
Where are my waxers at? You guys are always asking me where to get the best waxing supplies, and we have the details for you today.
Bare Beauty Wax Supply is esthetician-owned and operated, providing professional waxing supplies to estheticians with fast shipping and unparalleled customer service, aiming to be your one-stop wax shop.
Love that. They also have a convenient storefront location in Temecula, California for pickup and in-store shopping experience where you're able to test out different waxes to find your perfect match. Also, if you're going to the Vegas show at IECSC, they're going to be at booth 300 distributing Wax One and wax supplies while doing live demonstrations with proper wax techniques, which I'm so obsessed with.
For all of your wax supply needs, you're going to go to barebeautywaxsupply.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off.
Again, you're going to go to barebeautywaxsupply.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order.
Let's get into the episode.
We're recording and we're recording.
We're on the mic and we're on the camera and it's a full service effect.
I'm not loving this angle, but...
No, neither am I.
We're doing what we can. I wish I had a full camera crew that could film me and Haley and then edit it, put it on YouTube and put it everywhere else.
That would be nice.
Right now, it's just mostly me editing all the content.
Yeah.
If you listened to a couple weeks ago, you can listen to our episode about all the things that I don't do or we don't do in the business.
Right.
But there are still a lot of things
we do doing
in the business.
We do.
We do a lot of things still. But I was talking with our cousin, Jamie.
Uh-huh.
She was in town a couple weeks ago. And hi, Jamie.
We love you.
And she's so cute. She was telling me how she listens to the podcast, which when someone who's like in the family or like a friend like tells me that they listen, I'm just like,
oh my gosh, oh, you do? Yeah, I feel the same way.
So she was just saying, like, you know, when we first started doing it, we were posting videos on YouTube and on Instagram, and, you know, then life happens.
Right.
So I was like, okay. She's like, she really liked it.
Aww.
And she was like, some people are going to want to watch one place, some people are going to watch other places, which is true. So I think I'm going to just start with, like, little clips that we can share on Instagram.
Right.
Maybe I'll post it on YouTube, because here's the other thing. This is content creator problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, Instagram is vertical.
Yeah.
YouTube is horizontal.
Yeah.
So should I set up this camera for Instagram, and then do we set up another camera for YouTube?
Yes. And then a third one, so we're getting both angles. Oh, yeah.
So then we're getting Haley's face, too, because right now it's just mostly me. Hi.
It's Haley, mostly you.
Say hi.
I mean, hi.
So you're getting, like, Haley's side face. As you guys
it's
know.
My it's my good side.
It's good.
I actually don't know if I have a good side or not.
You don't?
No. Should I?
Some people have. I like both sides of my face, if we're going to be honest.
Do you? That's good.
I'm like, I think they're both pretty good. But a lot of people have, like, a good side or, a good angle.
I just never really thought about it.
No, you haven't, like, studied yourself in the mirror.
No, not really my thing.
I haven't either, but.
You guys let us know if we have a good side.
I think both my sides are good. So we're trying this out. We're trying to, you know, do all the things.
Yeah. It's an experiment. We like to experiment.
Totally an experiment. Before we get into everything today, which basically I'm just going to do, like, a bunch of rapid fire questions because you guys asked us a bunch of stuff on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have, like, one thing that I wanted to, like, specifically talk about.
So, yeah.
Well, of course, I have, like, a couple of different things.
Yeah.
And I was telling Haley how we were talking with you guys the other week about pitching to us.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we always tell you guys pitch us.
Pitch us.
I don't think you guys know what that means.
I don't know if people know what it means.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's totally okay.
Because then I also got this question. This is from a while ago, but I was like scrolling through like my old notes to myself and someone asking like tips for new estheticians interviewing for the first job in their industry.
Okay.
So I think per usual, and
this is just human nature. Uh-huh. We always want to be like 10 steps ahead of where we are.
Yes.
I feel like most people or a lot of people just, it's like wherever, if you're in school, you want to be working as an esthetician. If you're working as an esthetician, you want to be making $100,000. If you're making $100,000, then you want to be a business owner. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You always want to be leveling up.
The next thing. Yeah.
And that's so great, right?
It
we
is.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
And you guys know that I've shared my journey with you, and I'm continuing to share. It's so funny. I feel like people are always asking me to share my story, even though I feel like I've shared my story for so many times.
But there's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And I was really broke as an esthetician, working multiple jobs for a long time.
It was the hot dog diet.
The hot dog and macaroni and cheese diet. You just make macaroni and cheese, and then you make a hot dog, and then you cut it up, and then you put some ketchup on.
So ratchet. But literally, that's what you're eating for like a minute.
I can't.
I know, but you survived.
Like
how you would die if you ate that right now. It's probably still good,
it's
though.
So good, though. It's so good. Like, how did I survive in my 20s? That also might be why I struggled with my weight. You know?
It might be. You think?
Which now I'm still struggling, but that's because I'm in my 30s, even though all I eat is freaking vegetables.
I know.
That's not true. I eat, but...
Yeah.
That's for a different time, guys.
Right? That's a whole podcast itself.
Yeah. Struggling with my body image. Haven't we all?
Yeah. Yeah.
We probably should talk about that, because I think it's important.
Yeah. There's a lot to talk about.
But anyhow, you know, so I'm thinking about you, you know, we've told you to pitch us, but I'm like, hold on, like maybe you just need some interview tips because you're not ready to pitch somebody.
Yes.
And I feel like, I don't know why there's just this thing in the industry right now. It's like, I need a mentor. I need a mentor. I need a mentor, which yes, we all need mentors.
Yeah. Someone to look up to, someone to learn from.
Yeah.
This is all good.
And like I was saying, I hopefully can be one of your mentors. I know I can't physically be in person with each and every one of you, but that's why I do the podcast. I'm recording myself. I'm videoing myself. I'm doing all of these things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be great for you to have a mentor. But I think if you're so worried about getting a mentor, then you're not putting enough energy into, like, actual, like, work.
Like, focusing more on yourself.
Focusing more on yourself.
Yeah.
Focusing on, like, just getting to work.
Like, actual work.
Like, actual work.
Yeah.
Like, just get to work. And you'll start to figure out some of it, right? We have all these questions that we create in our head and all this anxiety. But if you just, like, put hands on a face, you're going to start figuring it out. And unfortunately, there's, like, not really any, like, too many ways around it. Besides just taking action.
Yeah. And like you said, like being focused on where you are today, not trying to like level up to the next point, like being intentional with where am I today?
Yeah.
How do I improve today?
Right.
Start there.
Right. That doesn't mean to not have goals.
Of course not. No, have goals.
Write them down.
Yeah.
But be present with where you are. So like if you're in school, try and learn and absorb as much as you can. Speaking again from experience, because I didn't.
No. Get me out of here.
Yeah, I was always like, on to the next,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm so impatient. Anyhow, so a few tips for interviewing, I think, would be important, which you could also translate into pitching. Okay? It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And my first thing that I want to say is, if you are interviewing or pitching somebody, instead of telling them all the things you want from them, why don't you tell them the things that you can offer to them, to their business? If you're going to come to a business owner and tell them that you want to suck their soul and I want money and I want this and I want this and I want this.
That's like the opposite of a pitch. I'm like, get away.
Yeah, it's the opposite of a pitch, and it's really the opposite of an interview.
Yeah.
You want to come in and say, I'm bringing this value to your business.
You're selling yourself.
Sell yourself, honey.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That doesn't mean you don't deserve money. That doesn't mean that you don't deserve, you know, vacation and sick time and all the things that you want.
Yeah.
But if you are not presenting yourself like, I'm a great esthetician. Yes, I'm straight out of esthetician school, but I am ready to learn, to absorb, to put in the work.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up early. I'm going to stay late. I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to put my head down and work.
Yeah. You have to think, how am I going to be valuable?
Yeah.
And
that's your strategy.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of going, so how much time off do I get? And, you know.
Right. It's like, we're not talking about that yet. Like, you haven't sold yourself yet.
Right.
Get your foot in the door first, and then we can talk about those things.
Totally.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would say as far as interviewing goes, mm-hmm. which Haley and I have come across a lot,
yeah.
is people oversharing.
I really don't want to hear everything. Like
I'm so sorry if your dog died and you got in a car accident uh-huh. and then your boyfriend cheated on you. Like,
yeah.
the things that Haley and I have heard in interviews has truly blown my mind.
I literally could probably charge someone for a therapy session, which is, okay, the thing with an interview is we want to get to know you.
Of course.
But more on the business front. We don't want to hear all the side stories that are coming along with it. That's not the time to be sharing your personal.
If we hire you and we get to know each other,
yes, right.
like those things are going to come out. But
yeah. I think
people get nervous.
They do.
And then it's like diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happens,
it's a turn off. Yeah.
Like my brain turns off and mm-hmm. I'm like, this is not the right person
yeah.
for this job.
No, because it's setting the wrong tone.
I would also say, be careful to not oversell yourself and be, and I was gonna say lie, but I'm just gonna say it. Don't lie.
Don't because lie.
I've interviewed a lot of estheticians, and I don't know if it's they're desperate for the job, they're mm-hmm. nervous. There's like a lot of factors, but they're basically lying. Like I've had estheticians like say that they have clientels, and they come in, I'm like, where's your clientele?
Right.
Like, I don't really like have one. So okay. you know,
yeah.
be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Be mm-hmm. yourself.
Yes.
Tell, you know, whoever's interviewing you what value you are, you know, going to bring to the business.
Right.
I would also say it's okay to ask questions.
I love when people ask questions in an interview.
We both do.
Yeah, because it's like it shows that you're interested in the job. It mm-hmm. shows that you're thinking about it, right? There's something intellectual happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And that you're a curious person. I mean, Casey and I are both curious. We mm-hmm. always have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. So to us, that's an attractive feature to find in an employee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely is.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't be afraid to ask a question.
No.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. So, any other tips as far as interviewing? Make sure you're early.
Yeah.
Bring your resume. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's old school, but I always would recommend, like, print out a resume, bring another one, dress to impress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we be clear about what dress to impress?
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt to share a little bit about what you should be dressing like for an interview. I think that's super helpful. So, something that you're going to want to not wear... Let's start with what you're not going to want to wear. Don't wear flip-flops.
Don't wear flip-flops.
No one needs to see your toes or feet at all. Like, wear a shoe, please. You can do a heel if you want to do a heel. I think that's okay. You can dress up.
Not like a stiletto, like you're going to the club.
No, we're not going to the club. This is a professional job interview.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No toes. You're not going to the club. Something yeah. between. Not a croc.
Yeah. A flat is fine.
Totally.
A business casual sneaker is fine. Even a loafer.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
These are all good options.
Totally.
We'll work from the ground up.
Ground up.
Okay. Pant option. Pants are fine. Pants are great. We like pants.
Skirt.
Skirt is good.
Dress is good as long yeah. as it's not like short hoochie mama skirt.
Yeah, we don't want anything too short or too tight.
You want to think business casual. I yeah. always recommend to overdress mm-hmm. rather than underdress.
Same.
Probably don't want to wear like a ripped jean.
Yeah, look cute,
yeah.
but professional and businessy.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And then a top.
Where, yeah.
I mean, you know, put a jacket on, put a blazer uh-huh. on, put uh-huh. a button down. Do a little French tuck.
Yeah. Nothing too revealing.
Yeah.
Nothing too tight.
Right.
Again, something that's professional.
Yeah.
And that you're comfortable in.
Totally.
Whatever you're wearing, be comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like pulling at your clothes or touching yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah.
It's like.
Brush your teeth. Brush your hair. Make sure, you know, you.
Got some bronzer on maybe.
Yeah.
If you're into bronzer, you don't yeah. have to wear makeup.
You do not have to wear makeup. No.
Just like go in. Feeling your best, looking your best.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's good.
And you could do the same thing for a pitch.
Yes.
So if you're going to ask me for a million things that you want from me, you're never going to hear back from me when it comes to pitching. Okay?
Just point blank.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's it on that, though, I think.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we covered it.
So I guess we talked about interview tips on this podcast.
I love an interview tip. I could really keep going, but
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, anything else while like we're here?
don't show up with like a Starbucks. Really bothers me as an interviewer. Like when someone's coming to me and you have like a drink or something, I don't know. It just bothers me.
I know.
Just don't do that.
I know. Didn't someone like come in with like Birkenstocks, a Starbucks, and like a huge backpack?
And she was like 5 minutes late. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm like, girl, you're coming in with your Starbucks and you're 5 minutes late. Bye. Unless you brought me one.
If you brought me one.
But no, still probably
not. Yeah.
And you're late? No.
Yeah, don't definitely don't be late. But we already touched on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's answer some of these questions.
Yeah.
These are kind of like all over the board.
That's okay.
I feel like these are kind of fun. Hopefully you guys like them too, because you're probably thinking them as well. Mm-hmm. Someone was asking, what is the dream product you haven't launched yet?
Mm.
I don't have one, because if I want to do something, I usually do it.
Yeah, it's a good question. Do you have a dream
product?
No, I mean, I'm a professional towel salesman, so that's my dream product. Professional
towel salesman, and that was my dream product.
Yeah.
My dream as a kid, to be honest, if we're going to go there, my dream as a kid was to invent something, create it, and sell it, and I didn't know what it was going to be.
Well, then you nailed it.
And then I did it with the towel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't have, there's nothing I'm like, oh, I want to do this one day. I don't feel that way. No.
No, I just had the goal of creating something unique and selling it to people. And that's literally what I did.
Well, good.
So crazy.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We get this question all the time, advice on growing a clientele. I'm going to tell you a couple different things. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything that we talk about on here can relate to growing a clientele.
Yes.
Even if it's creating boundaries, if it's working on yourself, mm-hmm. it's writing thank you cards, it's doing a rewards card, it's your technique in the treatment room. This all goes into play as far as growing a clientele. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, like, your first, like, tip?
I know. I'm like so bad on the draw sometimes. I feel like I've shared all my favorite tips.
I know. It's like, I feel like people just always want more when it comes to this. Uh-huh. But I feel like if you listen to this podcast, if you read the blog, you're going to get little bits and pieces and nuggets. And you have to put all of the puzzle pieces together.
Right.
It's not like, okay, if you do this, then you're going to have all the clients.
Yeah, there's no secret. So,
there's no secret. And
yeah.
There's like people want to be sold something.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to be sold something and you're going to be a six-figure esthetician, you can like go listen to those people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have some valuable things that you can take. But it's not just one thing. It's all of these different little factors. Mm-hmm. So just keep perfecting everything that you're doing inside and outside of the treatment room. Mm-hmm. Be present. Talk to people. Share your information. Make sure you have a website, an Instagram, a booking link. Like if you, again, if you don't have online booking, that is another way you can build a clientele.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, referrals. Yeah. You can keep going.
Yeah.
Someone was asking if we've been to any of the other like skincare shows. You have not.
I have not. No, I've only been to the Vegas show last year.
I have been to the Long Beach in Long Beach, California. I was supposed to go to others in 2020 and speak.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
It might have not happened. No. Yeah.
We've thought about going to some of the other trade shows.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't know if it's in my cards or not.
Yeah, I mean,
I like Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is like a good thing for us. Uh-huh. But you
I don't know if I'd want to be like doing it all year, like going to all the different.
It's a lot of work, you guys. It's like insane. So definitely Vegas, but we'll reevaluate that next year if we want to go to others.
The year isn't over.
Yeah, it's not over.
Okay, desert island product.
Peptide Rich Defense.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I need a moisturizer and it has to have SPF on it, especially on a desert.
Right.
Like, can I have two? The other one would also be SPF, though.
Yeah, I would have to agree. If you don't know what we're talking about, we talked about it last week.
It's
Peptide Rich Defense from Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. We'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
I like this one. What's your favorite service to give and to receive?
Okay.
I guess you don't really give services.
I don't give any services. Mm-hmm. If I was to give a service, I think I would like the hydrodermabrasion because that's like my favorite to receive.
You'd like to do it?
I think I would like to do it.
And it's also your favorite to receive?
It is my favorite, yeah.
So I guess in general, you would say your favorite thing to receive is a facial.
Yes. What about you?
I guess that's what she means. I mean, I love massages, though. Like,
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Is that what she means?
Or I don't know. I was getting super specific.
Per usual. Always have a million follow-up questions.
I know.
But I love facial massage.
Yeah.
Like, if you could do an hour of facial massage on me, like, I would sign you up once a month.
Yeah.
Do we ever fight? She goes, LOL, if I worked with my sister, I don't know if we'd make it out alive.
I mean, we're sisters, so yeah. I mean, we have disagreements, but it's not like we're like yelling at each other and like
we're not like screaming and scratching each other like Kardashians,
right? Yeah, it's not like a cat fight. No, but we have different disagreements, of course,
for sure.
Yeah,
but like
it's more like
it's few and far between.
Yeah,
it's usually just me getting frustrated, and then I'll cool down and like come back, and you know,
yeah, or like me not saying what I'm thinking fully, and then Casey getting bothered by that.
Yes,
but no, it's not super exciting and dramatic like you would
really
want it to be.
It's really not. But we've never, not that I can think of, we've ever really been like those sisters that are like catfight.
I mean, of course, pulling each other's ponytails and stuff. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not our thing. No.
Not normally.
No.
I tortured Haley when I was a kid, but.
But that's different. It wasn't fighting. It was more like you attacking me, but that's a whole nother story.
Attacking. That's healthy.
We were playing, but you were just a lot bigger than me.
I was twice as big and just being so aggressive with Haley. I played like a boy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Dad taught us to play, though.
Right.
Like, we were just kind of rough girls.
Definitely.
Like climbing in trees and scratching ourselves.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
Still are.
Yep.
Yeah. Someone else is saying how you mentioned to build and maintain a clientele. We talked about that. And then someone else is asking, like, what machine would be comparable to Hydrafacial or Diamond Glow? But I've talked about this a million times, too.
Yeah.
Per usual, it's so funny. I feel like I talk about so many things, but maybe these people aren't listening to the podcast. Maybe they're not listening to all the episodes.
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you all of my favorites.
Tell us!
If you're looking for a hydrodermabrasion that's not the Hydrafacial and you don't want to drop $43,000, then I would recommend getting the BioTrinity from Biotherapeutic. It's about $6,000. It's an amazing machine. Mm-hmm. It gives an amazing service. Mm-hmm. I've been using it for 11 years and I'm a huge fan. I take really good care of it and I'm still using the same machine.
Yep.
The Katana Steamer for life.
Always, every day. Can't say it enough.
Tell me if you're sick of hearing me talk about this. I posted a video and I was doing a different angle.
Yeah, that side angle.
That side angle of me cleansing you. And someone was asking like what pillow I'm using underneath the treatment bed.
Oh, interesting question.
And I'm actually not using a pillow. I guess it kind of is.
It has an attachment.
It's attachment in the bed.
Yeah.
So it's the Milo electric bed from Spa and Equipment. Mm-hmm. And it's got arms.
Yeah.
And it's got like a little pillow that like straps down.
Yeah. So just like a little lift.
Just a tiny bit of lift.
Yeah.
Personally, I do not like using like an actual pillow because then it lifts the person's head and then I'm kind of like hunching over.
It's like you're fighting it.
Yeah. I'm like hunching over their head, which is not going to be good for my back.
Right.
But I love the Milo electric bed. I wish I'd gotten it so much sooner. Mm-hmm. I used a massage bed most of my career. And for a long time, I just couldn't justify spending like $2,000 on a bed. But I probably should have. I was going to, and then COVID hit. So here I am now, 2022. I have the bed of my dreams.
Literally, of your dreams.
It is electric. It goes like up and down. Mm-hmm. It also sits people up and boosts like their knee.
Yep.
But the head and the knee come up at the same time.
Right.
And go down at the same time. You can't do them separately. A lot of people were asking about that.
Yeah. That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
And then also it's got like a little hook. It looks like a big toilet paper hook at the bottom of the bed where if you're a waxer, you could put your wax paper.
Uh-huh. Great.
Is that a good way to explain
it? I think so. Yeah. It is. It does look like a toilet paper hook, but like a super long one.
Super long one that you put your wax paper on.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has a better name, but that's how I'm explaining it.
It's fine.
But yeah, that was really it for the questions. Oh, and then just, you know, people are asking. It's really funny. If I'm taking a break when Haley goes on maternity leave.
Oh, and like Casey's what? Taking like empathy and maternity leave.
I'm like, first off, what maternity leave?
First of all, we never talked about this.
Right. And second off, how could we both take time off? What's going to happen to the business?
It's just going to run itself, apparently.
But in all honesty, I am kind of strong-arming Haley into a little bit of maternity leave, basically by telling her that I'm going to pay her. Plus, I know she's just going to be busy with a brand new baby.
Yeah.
And we're just going to figure it out. But Am I like taking specific time off? No. No. But to be quite honest with you guys, like I live a pretty nice life.
We both do.
Haley does too.
Yeah.
And we work hard and we've worked hard for a really long time.
Yeah.
But we've worked hard for a really long time to get to this place that we're at now in our career.
Yeah.
And I don't share about like how much like time and energy we're actually putting in, but maybe it would be interesting to somebody.
Yeah.
We could share that. Yeah. I worked 7 days a week. For 14 years.
Yeah. You've paid your dues.
I paid my dues.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I went on vacations and took time off.
Oh, but, of course.
Literally, even I remember back when I was getting married in 2017.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm going to take the week off before my bachelorette. Or I'm going to take a couple days off before my bachelorette. And a couple days like before the wedding.
Yeah.
And then somehow.
Whoops.
I didn't have good boundaries.
Yeah.
I was like booking people spray tans before we're about to jump in the car to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Which back in the day, it's like, well, I'm just going to go in real quick and do a spray tan and we'll get on the road.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I do that now.
We and also spray tanned ourselves.
We did also spray tan ourselves.
And the that was part of the deal.
And the client that I did, like, I really liked her.
Yeah.
But, like, I just wouldn't do that. Those types of things anymore.
No.
So Haley and I's goal was to always have more freedom and flexibility in our schedules so that we could have babies, we could have a life outside of work, and we could just like have more free time and have time to enjoy these houses that we've bought for ourselves.
Yes.
Haley also works for Dad. So when Haley's not at Glow, she is still busy putting in heaters and running payroll for Dad.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I would say you're basically full-time hours here.
Yeah.
And then you're thrown in a couple with Dad.
Yeah, it's my side hustle.
It's your side hustle.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly where I'm going with this. But basically right now, Haley and I are coming into the office typically 3 days a week. We have, to me, this is like the best plush schedule. Like
it's so nice.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Monday, I can ease into the week. And Friday, I can ease out.
Yes.
And I just finally at this place, it's like all my life, all I wanted to do was be able to like sleep till I wanted to sleep and like go to yoga when I wanted to go to yoga and pick up a coffee on my way into the office.
Yeah.
And who cares if I'm still wearing my sweatpants? And like, no, I'm living that dream.
It's great. Yeah.
So I don't feel the need to like take quote unquote like time off because like my schedule is just so flexible.
That's how I feel. I mean, again, people have been asking me this, like maternity leave. I'm like, I don't really need it. I'm like, my sister's my boss, so I'll take time off as I need it.
And your dad's your other boss.
Right. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Yeah. And we just have the approach that we're just going to figure it out as we go, which is exactly what we're doing.
Right. And it's like, there's a few things that like Haley has to like get done.
Yeah.
But most of that can be done within a few hours during the week.
So it's easy and I can do it from home.
Right.
And I have that flexibility where I just need my computer.
Right.
So yeah, I'll be working when I need to.
Yeah. And I think, and I've been struggling with this and I feel like I've talked about it before, but I, you know, because we worked such long, hard hours for so many years and it was like, go, go, go. And it's like, I'm doing facials full time. I'm selling products. I'm running the entire business. Like it was just like go 24/7 that now I'm like living this like so much slower pace of a life.
Yeah.
I don't even like, first off, know what to do with myself. And then I also have that like guilt coming in.
That's we both like, well,
it's Monday and it's 1 o'clock and you're like walking the dog and you're like cutting your roses.
Right. Which is amazing. But
this is what I work for. And then guilt. There's other times where like we're still hustling, but I'm able to kind of like choose when.
Yeah.
It's like, for example, tomorrow. I told Haley, I was like, I'm going to come out to your house and maybe we'll like go for a hike.
Yeah.
And because we were over there on Mother's Day and Haley has all these succulents. And I'm like, dude, you need to like plant these in the ground. I've really been getting into my gardening recently. And
she's so
like,
into it.
I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, great. We're going to take a work day, an office day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come over. We're gonna, of course, going to get work done.
Yeah.
Go into our emails and do all what we need to do.
Yeah.
But then we're going to go work in the garden.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll work in the morning till the early afternoon, probably have lunch, and then we'll go be garden people for the rest of the day.
Garden people. And like, I have worked my entire life, my entire career since I was 16 years old to get to this
point. Right.
So
it did not happen overnight. And you had to put a lot of days and hours and years into getting here.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it's so funny, even like talking now, some of me feels like guilty, or like someone's going to be listening and be like, oh, well, it must be nice that like you're like doing this. Like, you know,
it is nice.
But there's like this like I should be doing more.
Yeah.
Even though, and Haley and I talked this, and this is not like, this is just a humble brag, but not humble at all. It's just like the amount of things that like we can get done in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Is what a lot of people do in like a week.
Right.
And that's just because I've learned how I work best.
Right.
And I'm most of the time efficient. Mm-hmm. And Haley's also very efficient. Mm-hmm. And like Haley knows her strong suits. I know mine. Mm-hmm. I have some that I'm just like horrible with. And it's like, Haley, I can't do this. Can you do it?
Yeah.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it's also just crazy for me to think like that basically like I create content full time.
Yeah.
And not feel guilty about it. It's so stupid, you guys.
It's
so stupid.
It's so hard.
And maybe this is relatable to you, or maybe it's not. Or maybe even like doing facials. Like you're like, this is what I get to do for a living. Like this is not hard work.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I got to this place in my career where it started to feel like work, and I started to feel like I was trapped in my treatment room, and I just like so badly wanted to get out and like have that freedom.
Yeah.
And now that I have it, I am so happy and so grateful. So this is the longest answer ever, but I'm not taking maternity leave with Haley, and Haley's
barely taking it herself.
I mean, I told her I'm going to pay her for
very generous.
Because I was like, that maybe be like a little push.
Yeah, a push to not work.
A push to not work.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I posted on Instagram, I was like, me and the baby are going to have to like strong arm Haley.
Yeah.
It's not working, but
it's so
I think
funny.
The baby will do most of that for me.
I'm sure.
And we're just figuring it out, which is also part of the reason why I'm trying not to have a panic attack about Vegas and all these other things.
Because
I'm like, Haley's about to pop the baby out and I still got to work.
Yeah.
So, and Haley has truly become, or really always has been, such a security blanket for me.
Yeah.
And really over the past few years.
Yeah.
Because there was times where I wasn't leaning on you as much.
But recently. Yeah. And honestly, I like it that way. You like it that way. It works for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just going to be a new thing that we go through.
Right. So do I need to hire more help? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? I don't freaking know.
We don't know.
And instead of like trying to get 20 steps ahead of myself, we're just living day by day.
Yep. One day at a time. Focusing where we're at right now.
Just to bring it back full circle, like we were talking in the beginning.
Exactly.
If you're in school, enjoy it. Learn as much as you can. If you're pregnant, enjoy it as much as you can. When the baby comes, enjoy it as much as you can.
Right. Everything is short-lived.
Yeah. And also I figure like Haley needs to take this maternity leave because maybe one of these days I'll also decide to have a baby. I'm seeing how it works with Haley first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I will have to also take some leave.
Yes.
We don't know what that will look like.
That'll be a totally different story. And guess what? We're going to figure that one out as well.
Yeah. So you're just here on this journey with us, figuring things out.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully you enjoyed listening to our rant of random questions that we have answered and some interview tips along the way.
Yep.
Maybe I'll write a blog on some of our key points of interviews. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Glow Skincare LA.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And make sure you're joining the private Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It's free. You can ask more questions. It's a safe community. Make sure you write us a review, screenshot it, email it to us at podcast@magazine.
I was like, podcast at glowskincarela.com.
Thank you. I don't even know why I said magazine. That's so weird.
I don't know.
I think because I was talking about it earlier. And make sure you're commenting on our Instagram because don't forget, we are still stalking STOCK. Someone's treatment room every single month.
Yep.
All you have to do is comment on our latest post to enter the giveaway. The more that you comment, the more that you enter.
Amazing.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.